This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the Democratic Labour Party voices discontent with the state of the health sector, a regional air carrier seeing increased bookings as cricket fans secure flights for the T20 World Cup in June, Beijing soca artists predict promotional efforts will result in a massive crop over, and a U.S. drone strike kills Iran-backed militia leader in Baghdad. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. Details to the news just ahead. The Democratic Labour Party is raising concern with the country's health sector as a medical facility had to be closed temporarily due to a shortage of staff. A statement from the Ministry of Health and Wellness said that the St. Joseph Outpatient Clinic at Horse Hill will remain closed today due to a lack of staff. DLP President Dr. Ronnie Yearwood says there are too many issues within the health sector that are not being adequately addressed.
Barbadians are fully aware of the stories coming out of the Q8. They are now petrified of going to the hospital. There are critical staff shortages there as well. Pharmacists this past week revealed that they're not being paid for drugs on the formulary. Cancer equipment has been down for months. Our health system is in free fall. Yet we cannot hear one word from the Minister of Health or the Deputy Minister of Health to assure taxpayers that they have nothing to fear. Probably the Prime Minister will do a press tour of the hospital like she did for the farmers, and our health system will be fixed. Mayor Motley needs to be reminded that Barbados is more than an economy, it's also a society, and we must care for our people.
President of the Democratic Labour Party, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood. Regional air carrier Inter-Caribbean Airways says it has seen an increase in bookings to Barbados for the ICC Cricket World Cup in June. Chairman of the airline, Mr. Lyndon Gardner, says they will be introducing new aircraft with larger seating capacity to meet the demand. He was speaking to the media on the sidelines of a press conference to welcome the inaugural direct flight of Inter-Caribbean Airways between Barbados and Jamaica.
We are introducing new aircraft with greater seating capacity, and we're looking at deploying those to make sure that we're able to meet demands for the cricket event in the Caribbean. We've purposely decided to expand our business in the Southern Caribbean, OECS, and so being a partner, that comes with a lot of responsibility, and responsibility in terms of being able to move people when they need to move.
He revealed that they have made some changes to deal with flight delays.
Instead of having ground handler who is just performing a service. And so our employees have a vested interest in the outcome of our business because their paychecks depends on it, the longevity of their job depends on it, but they just take it a lot more serious. So that was one of the ways in which we were able to bring back the service that our company is actually known for. When we may have, for whatever reason, if there's a light out on one of the airports and so we were not able to get there until late, then obviously that airplane would be starting work later the next day, and that will cause delays to just continue and go on. But by having an additional airplane in Barbados, which means that we can continue the service that would have arrived here earlier, so we would minimize the delay and the inconvenience to the passengers.
Chairman of Inter-Caribbean Airways, Lyndon Gardner. Local soca artists are predicting a huge crop over festival this year, building on the success of 2023. Soca star Leadpipe, real name Osvaldo Reed, was speaking in Port of Spain, where he and a contingent of Barbadian soca singers and musicians are taking part in a promotion of the crop over festival at the 2024 Trinidad Carnival. He joined his colleagues in praising the promotional initiative by the National Cultural Foundation and the Barbados Tourism Marketing Incorporated.
It's a good project overall, and basically I think it would help to promote Barbados, and we could also, you know, get people to come back for crop over and just enjoy our festivities as well, and show Trinidad knowing in this time what we have to offer, you know, what we've been offering over the years, coming with many people that have paved the way, and then still bringing the younger generation that coming up now and doing the thing. It's been a good experience, and it's going very good so far.
What do you think of the prospects for crop over this year, based on last year, as a promotion this carnival here now?
Crop over is going to be amazing. I believe crop over is going to be awesome.
His performing partner, Rashawn Ince, known as Sadis, tells Starcom Network News the promotion has been going extremely well.
Well, my thoughts basically is that it's a good thing. Like, for sure, it could benefit Propova because, you know, we out here promoting the vibe. As you see, we did some radio. We talk about coming to the festival. Also, we got some events coming up that we can go and do the best and try the best to invite people to come to the Propova festival. So everything running smooth so far.
Barbadian soca artist Rashawn Ince, Sadis. Over 50 young people from the region are being trained to be health ambassadors for their countries. This is an initiative of the Healthy Caribbean Coalition in collaboration with the Heart and Stroke Foundation of Barbados, Jamaica, and UNICEF Jamaica. Coordinator of the Healthy Caribbean Youth, Danielle Walwin, said the three-day workshop aims to educate youth on skills needed to advocate. She spoke to the media on the sidelines of the workshop at the Courtyard by Marriott in Hastings.
Focusing on the advocacy aspect, what is advocacy, how do we advocate, and then moving into issues of conflict of interest and industry interference and child's rights advocacy, because it's important that we keep kind of those frameworks in mind when we are advocating. And then our final day, we're really going to be focusing on the skills needed to advocate. So public speaking, the use of Canva for digital advocacy, engaging with the media. And then I'm really looking forward to ending the workshop with a regional action plan. So that will be informed by the youth advocates, attendees themselves.
She says continuous support will be given to the participants of the workshop.
Beyond this workshop, we're also going to be having, as I mentioned before, a regional action plan to guide future advocacy activities that are going to be youth-led. But we, the Healthy Caribbean Coalition, Healthy Caribbean Youth, and all the partners of the workshop are going to be supporting the youth on the way. It's not a you attend the three-day meeting and then you're left on your own. We are going to be continuously following up and providing support where we can.
Coordinator of the Healthy Caribbean Youth, Danielle Walwin. Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge is urging members of the private sector to submit their financial report to ensure the bank can accurately determine which sectors are making significant contribution to the country's gross domestic product. He was speaking to members of the Barbados International Business Association at their lunchtime seminar at the Hilton Barbados Resort.
We need data. We have the authority. We started to work, to not mention it, I was pushing, championing an effort to get all companies submit information, whether it be regulated by the FSC, by the central bank, by the whoever, to provide data, not for tax purposes or anything. But the point is, I would love to come and tell you that the global business sector contributes X to GDP. But I will be telling you an untruth. And if I had it, we're going to tell you which business sector, global businesses actually contributed. I will be telling the untruth. I will tell you the exact amount of grant fund reserve, but I don't make it up. Unless we get data, it's impossible to do anything.
Barbados Central Bank Governor Dr. Kevin Greenidge. Some rural residents have voiced concern over the state of gun violence in the country. The body of 48-year-old Ron Bowen was discovered in a track at Gay's Boscobel, St. Peter yesterday with what police said appeared to be a gunshot wound. One Boscobel resident said that following the incident, she is mostly concerned for the safety of her relatives.
It really moved me nothing, but it worried about my sister because she operates the shop and she leave here sometimes 12 o'clock because she have a karaoke machine, sometimes she leave around 12 and go down. Nothing don't happen down here like that because I think I thought they were testing a gun. I try not to get involved. I try not to move around that much.
A resident of Boscobel, St. Peter. And finally, a senior commander of an Iran-backed militia has been killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. Leader of the Kataib Hezbollah and two of his guards were in a vehicle when it was targeted in the east of the Iraqi capital. All three of them died. The Pentagon said the commander was responsible for directing attacks on American forces in the region. Recapping the headlines, the Democratic Labour Party voices discontent with the state of the health sector. A regional air carrier seeing increased bookings as cricket fans secure flights for the T20 World Cup in June. Bajan soca artists predict promotional efforts will result in a massive crop over. And a U.S. drone strike kills an Iran-backed militia leader in Baghdad. And that was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp, add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I'm Carol Toppin. Good morning.